In Washington, Republican leaders of the House and Senate announced over the weekend that they had agreed on an energy package and on sweeping changes in Medicare. The question for the rest of Congress to resolve this week is whether they agree with their leaders. Joining us now from the Capitol with the latest word on these deals is NPR's David Wellner. David, these two massive bills, the president's endorsed both of them, so have the Republican leaders. Are they poised to become law?
Well, Robert, this is the make-or-break week for these two big pieces of domestic legislation that President Bush hopes to campaign on next year. But even though Republicans control both the House and Senate, it's not entirely certain that either of these bills will become, in fact, law. Both are compromise legislation, but they're also highly partisan products. If you take the energy bill, for example, it was worked out with no participation whatsoever by Democrats who'd been named to the conference committee in charge of coming up with the final bill. And in the case of Medicare and prescription drugs, only two Senate Democrats took part in shaping the final version of that bill. Now, both of those bills have to be approved by conference committees. And even though Democrats are in the minority on those panels, they're going to be pointing to what they see as deficiencies or excesses in both of these huge pieces of legislation. And those debates are certain to continue on the floors of the House and the Senate this week and possibly next.
And what are the key points in conflict in these bills?
Well, let's start with the 1,100-page energy bill, which may get sent to the Senate floor as early as tonight. Democrats only got a look at this bill for the first time this past weekend, and what they've seen disturbs many of them. It's true the bill does not contain a House-approved provision which would allow oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And that's not because Republicans don't want it in there, but rather because they knew that keeping it in would likely doom the whole bill in the Senate. Still, Democrats are saying the bill is riddled with other environmental setbacks that favor big energy polluters. They say it'll do very little to reduce either the consumption of fossil fuels or the nation's dependence on foreign energy supplies. And they're especially vexed by a provision that gives liability protection to oil companies that produce the gasoline additive MTBE, which has contaminated water supplies in many parts of the country and which would cost billions of dollars to clean up. Now, the objections to the Medicare bill come from both sides of the aisle. Some House and Senate GOP fiscal conservatives think the bill's $400 billion price tag is way too much money to be spending on a health care program that they already think is costing far too much. But the other big objection of some moderate Republicans and most Democrats is that while this started out as a bill to help elderly people deal with the soaring costs of prescription drugs, it's ended up also being an effort by congressional Republicans to overhaul Medicare by injecting competition from the private sector. The bill calls for an experimental program in six metropolitan areas that would allow people currently covered by Medicare to instead use private health plans, which would compete with Medicare's traditional fee-for-service program, and which Democrats say would receive $12 billion in subsidies taken from what people have paid into Medicare. And those Democrats warn this subsidized private competition could eventually lead to the collapse of Medicare.
Now, the Republican leadership, even so, is in favor of both of these bills. I assume that the pressure on the GOP rank and file will be pretty intense. So where do the Democrats make their stand against the things that they don't like about these bills?
Well, first, for the Republicans, it will be hard for them to stand up to their leaders. But it's also true that the original prescription drug bill in the House passed last June by just one vote. So there could be trouble with Republicans there. And in the Senate, there's a possibility that Democrats would try to keep the energy bill from ever coming to the Medicare bill from ever coming to a vote by using a filibuster that could only be stopped with 60 votes. And they haven't said whether they'll use that filibuster or not for the Medicare bill or the energy bill, but they just might.
And just briefly, they're supposed to go home, call it a year pretty soon this week. Any chance of doing that? And what else must they do before they do that?
Well, I think leaving on Friday is enormously optimistic, especially since Congress still has several big spending bills to finish. And they're talking now about staying through the weekend and possibly into next week to wrap things up.
NPR's David Wellner on Capitol Hill.